Today we celebrate the feast of St. Anthony of Padua. He lived in the 1200s, still one of the most well-known saints, patron saint of lost items. People prayed to him. He had his story of his life and the miracles that he worked while he was alive are quite remarkable. He was, and there are firsthand accounts, thousands of witnesses to some of these events that happened. He got into a debate with a heretic who didn't believe that Jesus was present in the Eucharist, that it was just a symbol. And he said, "Even a donkey is smarter than you are and has more faith." So he challenged him in front of everyone to come to the cathedral, and he'll prove that the donkey will recognize the difference, that it is truly Jesus present. And so the cathedral was packed full. They were all there watching. And when the donkey was there, and the heretic, and when St. Anthony of Padua brought the Blessed Sacrament out of the tabernacle, the donkey fell on his front legs and put his head down and would not look up until he put the Blessed Sacrament back into the tabernacle. Then the donkey got back up. He would preach and would get frustrated that people wouldn't listen. And he said, "Even the fish would listen to the word of God." And so he turned to the water, and as he preached, thousands of fish stuck their heads out of the water as he was preaching to them. He was such an amazing preacher that when he died, to this day in Padua, his vocal cords and his tongue are incorrupt. Everything else corrupted except his vocal cords and his tongue. And the patron saint of lost items, because something was lost and he just took a fish, it was a coin, and was able to just take the coin out of the fish's mouth. And so that's why the little saying, huh? "Tony, Tony, look around. Something's lost that must be found." Right? So as we come on his feast day, to trust in his intercession still, his great love for Jesus Christ, for his church, and even for little things. Even for little things that if we're worked up because we lost something, he gets worked up and helps us to find it.